Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Stingary. Food trucks have been the rage for the last 4 or 5 years in Vermont. They provide a quick, easy way to try a variety of ethnic street foods or old-time favorites. But one food truck in Vermont has more of a social mission. Here to tell us about the good food truck is Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
What is the basic concept with this food truck?
The good food truck is designed to get good food, and it's very good food, to people who, low-income people, people who may not have transportation, people who can't get to the food shelf that's in the old north end of Burlington. And so this truck brings food to those people, and it's prepared food. Meals set to eat, free.
And not just delicious, but nutritious.
It's nutritious. It's local foods and really great menus that arrive. And once a week at a couple of three places are getting routine weekly community meals in and around Burlington. And right now the Good Food Truck is giving away about 200 meals a week.
Wow. How'd that get started?
The Food Shelf got a grant last year. They bought the truck from a foundation in Boston. They got an $125,000 grant precisely to make this truck and to get food to people who otherwise couldn't get meals at the Food Shelf. And some national experts sort of on hunger relief and hunger say it sounds like a pretty unusual and maybe even unique model nationally, that there are mobile food pantries that will set up at places, rural places, or in places where people might not have access to the Food Shelf. But to bring prepared meals is a pretty unusual model.
Where do they get the food that they use for these meals?
The food is donated. 99% of the food is donated. Emmett Mosley told me. Emmett is the sort of manager. He figures out where to go, what to make, does all the organizing, makes the food with help from volunteers and another sort of component. And they get in the season, in the summer season and spring, a lot of gleaned food from farms. They also get a lot of food from the University of Vermont Medical Center. So the food costs are about 25 cents a meal because so much of the food is donated, you know, as well as food that's there available from the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's really great. There are other expenses that are to run it. But the food piece is donations. Yeah.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the Good Food Truck. Sally, what kinds of dishes do they prepare, and what do the people who are eating it think?
Okay, so I'm going to read you. I asked Emmett today if he could just send me some of his dinners.
Uh-huh.
Braised chicken legs with apple and bacon broth, mashed local winter squash, and local spinach salad with yogurt dressing. Beef stir fry with snow peas served over rice with roasted lemon, asparagus, and strawberry shortcake. Blackened catfish with preserved lemon, Shelburne Farms mac and cheese, mescaline salad, and roasted local zucchini with house pesto. Those are three. Pulled pork sandwiches and ratatouille pumpkin pie. And he says each meal has a protein, a starch, and two vegetables. Not always desserts. And he makes about half the meals with people who are involved in a job training program at the Food Shelf. There's a 14-week free job training program to help people learn culinary and cooking skills. And now that program is helping to make these meals that then go out and feed people, as well as he has volunteers who help. People love the food. I mean, little kids were telling me how much they liked it. I saw a three-year-old boy order beef curry with vegetables.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, and the, you know, grown-ups are like, this is awesome. This is great, you know, feeding people really good food. And Emmett told me that one of the places he goes, Harbor Place, which is in Shelburne, there are residents there who were there last summer. He started doing last summer. So he's seen the same people. And some of the units, households there, don't have kitchens. So they live there without – there's nowhere to cook. Others might just have a hot plate. But anyway, he said that people, you know, were so pleased to see him again. He took some time, a break in the cold months, and had told new residents that this – the good food truck would be coming. And even though they had heard about it in advance. He said people were just in disbelief. This really great food for us, free, and you know.
Well, that menu sounds like a restaurant I'd want to go to tonight.
Yeah.
So there is a commercial component to the truck as well.
So in order to help finance it, this truck will also do sort of paid gigs, commercial gigs. They were at the marathon. Sometimes they're at the Friday night food truck things at Arps Riot. And Emmett says he, you know, actually has to turn down some requests to show up and make money doing this because his focus is really what he wants to spend his time and energy doing. And the whole point and what the food shelf wants is to give food to people who need it. And it takes time away from that, but it does help finance it, help pay for it.
And what are the future plans for the good food truck?
Well, one thing they've just started doing is bringing a trailer around with produce. Now that there's a lot of seasonal food out there, that farms are donating food, they're getting gleaned food and bringing other food from the food shelf. So they're now bringing essentially groceries on these trips so that people can have food to make for themselves.
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.